Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Afterlife Voicemail System. If you're trying to reach heaven, please press 1. For Yahweh, press 2. For Muhammad, press 3. If you're trying to reach Nirvana, you're going about it all wrong, so we certainly can't help you. If you'd just like to leave a message, wait for the beep.
Hey, welcome everyone to Be Collective. How is everybody? How are you, Joey? How are you doing?
I'm full of chocolate.
Tasty. thanks for everyone who's listening in and who has been. I just want to take a second out to say I appreciate everybody listening in and joining the collective. Tonight's episode is going to be about urban legend. And I was doing some research and I found some really horrific stories that actually turn out to be true that, you know, end up getting fictionalized but have some kind of base. And Joey, I kind of want to ask you, what is your favorite urban legend?
I have to say that growing up, that the scary one was always the Candyman thing. And even today, like, I have this weird fear of mirrors to begin with. And I don't know where that comes from or why it happens. But if you stare at a mirror long enough, you start to notice that things aren't correct. And maybe that's just all in your head. But I always was afraid to do the Candyman thing in the dark in the bathroom because something's going to come out and get me.
So you've never done it?
No. I don't.
Would you?
I would not.
So you're telling me you wouldn't do it right now while we're on the air?
Nope.
Come on, Joey. Come on. You got to give audience what they want.
The audience don't want me to die.
I don't think you're going to die. I think you'll be all right. I think you should go into your bathroom, turn off the light, and I'll be with you on the phone and moral support. You should go
moral
conquer your
support.
Fear.
No, I'm quite all right.
I'm going to talk you into it. Think of all your fans out there. All your fans want you to do this.
I don't have any fans.
I think you do. I think you have millions. They're all listening in right now. And
they
want you to go to your bathroom. Okay, well, what about Bloody Mary? Will you do Bloody Mary?
Oh, wait. I got confused. I've done the Candyman, but the Bloody Mary one is the one I've never done, and I don't want to.
No.
Because Candyman is, like, such a badass weirdo, and the dude who plays him in the movies is awesome.
Yeah, I used to love... I love the Candyman. Well, at least the first and second one is pretty good.
Surprised there haven't been more Candyman movies.
Yeah. I guess my... Bloody Mary and Candyman never used to faze me. Like, we used to do that all the time. You know. I don't know. I guess my favorite one or the one that freaks me out the most, I'm trying to think. I guess maybe the Hook Man. You know, you're supposedly on Lover's Lane. And, you know, I guess the guy's trying to make the moves on the girl. And then something happens, and they drive off because they get scared, or they hear something, or the girl freaks out. And then there's, like, a hook in the side of the car. I think that one's kind of, you know, I hate going down roads that have, like, you know, trees and stuff where you can't really see the night sky. I've been down a couple roads like that, and I hate it.
Well,
I
can tell from experience that I've parked on the side of one of those roads and gotten freaky with someone before, and no hook man showed up. So, I'm going to claim that one isn't real.
Well, I mean, it does have some base and some truth, I guess, in Arkansas, or maybe I'm saying that right. Arcana, there we go. Back in the 50s, because I was looking up, you know, like the real urban legend, you know, origin stories. Back there, I guess they have three or four people, teenagers, got murdered. They were, you know, on the quote-unquote, you know, lover's lane and got shot. The girls got raped and then shot. And it, apparently it's a big deal there still. Like, they have, there's a movie about it, and then they have, like, actual airings of the movie in the town, and they, like, celebrate it, even though they never found out who did these murders in the 50s. So that's, you know, I guess that would be the origin of something like that. You know, it's kind of like people tell you those stories, or did back in the day, because they didn't want you on Lover's Lane getting knocked up, you know. But I guess it really did happen. So that's kind of...
No,
and I think the Zodiac Killer did the same thing. Didn't he shoot people that were, like, on Lover's Lane and things of that sort?
I don't know. I'll have to look that up. I do know about a little about the Zodiac Killer, but I don't know the specifics.
Yeah, I'm almost positive he shot a few people that were on Lover's Lane. Or having, like, a picnic or something.
There's a website called ZodiacKiller.com. That's ridiculous.
I always thought he was very fascinating. So, you know, they never caught him.
Nobody.
So that's going
off
topic.
I thought that they had caught him.
The Zodiac Killer? No,
I'm thinking Son of Sam.
Oh, yeah, they caught him. No, the Zodiac Killer, they never caught him. So,
maybe
he went to jail, or...
He claimed to have killed 30... It's claimed that he killed 37 people. Four men and three women between the ages of 16 and 29.
Yeah, but the weird thing with him... is just, he's just stopped. Like, how does someone who gets a lusting for killing, and that does happen, they get going on it, and it becomes a need, you know, how does someone just all of a sudden stop? You know, it either was he went to jail for something else, or he died, or this person has really good, you know, can, you know, sustain from the need. But come on, you start killing that many people and having the cops, you know, pin a name to you and all that. And it's kind of fascinating how.
That's like Jack the Ripper, they gave him a name. You know, people... From the way that Jack the Ripper stuff was done, it's pretty obvious that he was a medical student.
And yeah.
I think that it was someone influential when it comes to that they knew who it was, but they just couldn't do anything about it.
Yeah. One of the other urban legends that I hate is the one where it's a babysitter, and she's there with the kids, and she gets a she thinks it's a prank call, so she calls the cops. And I know there's been movies about this, but, you know, she calls the cops, and then they're like, call her back, and they're like, it's coming from the house. And, you know, killing and all that ensues. But the scary thing about that is not only has, you know, babysitter's been murdered in creepy fashions, and you can go on Google. But when my dad, you know, he was literally lived in Kettering, Ohio. He went to school with, well, he was in middle school. He was like 7th, I think, and she was like 9th grade. But anyways, this girl, you can, I've been trying to look it up, but I've read it before online. I forgot her name, but she, in these duplexes that my dad left, lived in, she lived next door, and she'd always babysit for my dad and other neighbors, right? And she was about 9th grade or whatever. And she lived next door to them in the duplex. And, I guess what happened was is she was a couple rows back in the duplexes babysitting for someone, and she got murdered. And they found her in the basement. She was raped and raped with items that you usually don't rape somebody with. So it was a very, painful ordeal for her, and then she was hung in the basement. And they never found the guy who did that. But after my dad told me that story, like, they moved out that weekend because the guy apparently crawled through, like, their basement. They had, like, a little basement window. And the apartment complex or the duplexes are still there. And we live right down the street from them. So, like, my dad one time, like, drove by and showed us the duplex that she was murdered in and told us the whole story and how, like, my uncle or my grandpa and my grandma, like, as soon as that happened, they moved. They just packed their shit and bought a house or went to live with their, his grandmother and then bought a house. But yeah, that's scary. So I guess, the whole babysitter, urban legend of the man's inside the house. I mean, I'm sure it has its origins in that kind of stuff.
It's quite scary. Speaking of Ohio, there are a lot of crazy stories about, there's a lot of scary stories in Ohio going from, like, the Pentagram cemeteries in Athens that has Ohio University or University of Ohio directly in the center. And I've always been fascinated by that because, what makes Ohio so... Ohio doesn't seem like a really creepy kind of place if you think about Ohio.
Yeah, no, Ohio's got some deep, dark history. A lot of haunted places, but a lot of this dark shit comes out of Ohio for some reason.
Charles Manson and Jeffrey Dahmer are both from Ohio.
It breeds crazy people, and that might be the reason behind all of that,
also was the state with the most astronauts, so.
Smart, crazy people. There's that fine line, so. My cat's saying hi. I don't know if you guys
I found
hear
a
that.
Website called evilohio.com, and they sell shirts and stuff, and one of them has got a picture of an outline of Ohio with Manson in the middle, and it says Cincinnati's favorite son. So you need that.
Yeah. Nah, I'm good. I was never a big fan of the Manson family and their crimes. I think, he didn't get his hands dirty enough, I guess, and letting females do his business.
Did he?
Huh?
I don't think he got his hands dirty at all or anything. It's like
he had his brides or wives or whatever he called them do all the murdering. He never, he was sentenced as, punished like a murderer, but he never did it himself. Oh, and then I'm reading right now about the urban legend about you wake up, from going to the bar in a bathtub full of ice and, you find your kidney has been removed and there's a phone to call the ambulance or whatever. I guess that is actual true story. I guess in 2008, a 32-year-old Muhammad Saleem was recruited to work construction in New Delhi, India. Several hours after meeting his new bosses, he woke up on a metal cot, without a kidney. Turns out he was the latest victim in a large-scale organ trafficking ring that targeted laborers who needed work. So apparently that's not an urban legend. That really happened.
Well, India is fucking crazy to begin with. Like, it's insane.
Yeah.
For a country full of, like, people who end up being doctors and smart people, there are some backwards-ass people there, and it's really fucked up. Not everyone's like that, so, you know, don't hate on me because I speak the truth.
I think you should go in the bathroom right now and do Bloody Mary on our show.
I'd rather not.
You should.
No, I'm good.
I mean, I've heard she's very attractive. And the reason why she's called Bloody Mary is she has Bloody Marys for you to drink. And that's all she wants is someone to drink with her.
That would
so
be
I
a
think
nightmare,
you should.
Because I hate tomatoes. I don't like tomatoes, so that would just make it worse. Like, no, you're hot, but oh, fuck your tomatoes.
So you telling me if Bloody Mary was hot and she was covered in tomatoes, you would not call her? I mean,
I'd throw her in the shower and clean her up. I ain't about to lick my tomatoes.
I think you should do it. I think you should go right now and do Bloody Mary. That's what I'm thinking.
It's a good thing you're not my girlfriend, because with orders like that, we wouldn't last long.
You should go in and do Bloody Mary and Candyman.
Then he'll show up. He'll show up, kill me, and run away with the girl.
Yeah, totally.
You're terrible.
I'm bad. I'm a bad influence. But, have you ever had, I just popped in my mouth, a sour Skittle? They're good, but as I've gotten older, I can't handle sour. Is that weird? Like, as a kid, I used to love sour. And I could pop them in my mouth and nothing. But now, anything sour, it makes my face go crazy.
I've not had anything sour in a really long time.
You should test out my theory that it gets worse as you get older. Like, you can't handle it.
The worst thing ever is, like, those liquid sour drops. My friend and I did a thing one time where we tried to see how many drops we could take before we gave up. It was awful. And
this is way off subject, but back in high school, you know the powder that was sour that everyone did? Not the pixie, like, stuff that was homemade that looked like multicolored crack that everyone, like, but, you know, the stuff in, like, the tubes, like test tubes that was, like, really sour. I had a friend who was always, she was crazy, but she was always wanting approval of our little group. And apparently one day she brought one of those in, and she was like, I'm going to snort it. And this is the back, like, we're in the back of a classroom. I think it was Western theater that we were in or something really boring. And she snorted, like, a whole fat line of that and, like, was okay for about 5 minutes. And then her face turned red, like, her eyes turned blood red. And then she, like, just projectile vomited on, like, half the classroom. It was a great time.
That's not good.
I know we're getting off subject, but it was hilarious. And
wow. We all did weird shit in school. But, you know, since we're daring people to do things, why don't you try one of my things in my Dictionary of Demons and try to summon a demon right now?
Okay, on the platform or the level, I'm asking you to do Bloody Mary and Candyman, and you're asking me to summon a demon.
Oh,
there
come on.
A level.
We're not Christians. It's not like the devil is going to come and get you. He's going to show up and be like, oh, it's you, and go away, much like Armand does. He's going to do that, and that's how it's going to be.
He'll just look at me and nod and, you know, shrug it off. But, no, I'm not doing that. I think you should do it. You've got the book there. So, and I already sent you another book in which you can summon some demons.
Okay,
I wouldn't mind
interviewing
one. So, if they want to come on the show, I've got questions.
I found an invocation.
Hmm. Is it in Latin? Oh, hold on, we have someone calling in. Are you ready? I think we summoned somebody.
Okay.
I'll let you talk to him.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, it's Vicky.
Hey, Vicky.
You
we thought
summoned
we summoned
me.
A demon. Awesome.
Maybe you have. So I was wondering, since you're talking about summoning demons, if you could summon the Lord of the Dance guy from Buffy that made everybody sing and dance.
I have to remember his name. I don't remember his name.
I don't know, but he was, like, all red, and he wore a blue sparkly suit. So you can look that up on Google.
I'm doing
yeah, and then we
right
can just
now.
Have a musical life. That'd be great.
Yeah, so you have to be pretty specific about what demon you're going to summon.
I can summon one of the Death Watch demons like Lauren was on Angel.
Wait, did you say Death Clock?
Death Watch
oh.
with a W.
Death Clock.
We can summon Death Clock.
That'd be
I'll
sweet.
Do it. There's probably a way online to summon Death Clock. Let's see.
All right,
yes.
Awesome show, guys. I don't want to keep up your phone lines.
Thanks, Victoria. Hopefully you'll call back in once we summon something.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, yeah. Let me give everyone a shout-out. If you want to call in, if you've already summoned a demon or Bloody Mary or the Candyman, give us a call. Guest call-in number is 516-387-1909. Or if you have a suggestion on who we should summon, Jerry, which one are you wanting to summon? I know you have this, like, big book of demons.
There's literally so many demons. But I don't know if there's any, like, things in the back on how to summon. I'm going to get Michelle Bellanger on here and be like, how do I summon it? But the funny thing about Vicky being a redhead is that in Ireland, they some people say that, well, I don't know if it was Ireland or just, like, the English being cunts, but they said that redheads are demonic. But when I put summon a redhead on Google, all it brings up is, like, links to Pornhub and Tubate. And I don't, that's not what I'm looking for.
Well, gingers have no souls, so perhaps they are, in essence, demonic. So that's all right.
I tell you right now, I never cared if Vicky had a soul. She was, like, a goth girl, and that was, like, for a southern boy like me, when I first met Vicky, I was like, sweet Jesus.
I guess that was the first time I've ever talked to Vicky. Says, hi, Vicky. Thanks for calling in.
She sounded a lot more northern the last time I spoke to her on the phone. I love the way she says things. It's so great.
Well,
I
still think you should go to your. What did you say? I didn't hear.
I said plus she's like super rich and lives in New York. So.
Yeah, Hello. We'll have to go, all of us, meet in New Orleans sometime. You know, like I said before. But anyways, back to you going in the bathroom and summoning Bloody Mary. You should do it.
Why don't you go do it since you're not afraid?
I've done it before.
Well, you haven't
done it
tonight.
I've done
it. I don't believe
you.
No. That's why you're trying to sacrifice me.
Look, I'm trying to be a really good friend, and I'm trying to help you conquer your fears. So you should do it.
These are all lies. These are lies.
Well, we will. Okay. Next show, we will do Bloody Mary together. I will be in my bathroom with the lights off. You'll be in your bathroom with your lights off. And we will do it together. How about that?
Okay. It will unfortunately not be next week because Joey has to work till 10 o'clock.
Okay. Well, whenever, we'll come back on and we'll do this. And then at some point, I won't summon a demon, but you can have someone else come on the show and co-host, and you guys can summon something. And
How about when we go to New Orleans? We'll go to New Orleans. I bring my necromantic ritual book and my dictionary of demons. And I'll pull them both out on either the bus or the train down there and scare people to death.
Okay. Sounds good.
And I'll just start speaking Latin when they look at me.
Someone's calling in, so let me
interrupt.
Hello?
This is Hope. I'm not going to interrupt you. Go ahead. Keep talking.
Oh, okay. Well, you don't want to summon anything, do you, Hope?
No. But speaking of urban legends and ginger hair, the saying goes that gingers have no soul, but that can't be true because my son-in-law is a ginger, so he has a soul. But,
that doesn't mean he has a soul.
But what about fairies? Aren't they urban legends?
Yeah. Fairies. I guess it would be urban or, like, mythological.
Mythological.
I guess. I don't know. Do you think they're real, Hope?
Like it's bad luck to go over a fairy den or something? No, I don't. But, I mean, I just ask. That's why.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
I mean, if I called
never that Bloody Mary thing.
The belief in fairies is so strong, and well, I know Iceland for sure. They did some sort of poll, and something like 80% of the country believes in them, and they even have major highways that go completely out of the way to avoid places where there are fairy mounds or people believe that the fairies live. And I think that Hollywood's the reason that everyone thinks, oh, fairies, they're these cute little things, but fairies. From the Middle Ages and up to the Hollywood times or whatever, they're not little cute creatures. If you stroll down a dark, like Ashley was talking about earlier, the dark road where they hook you in America, if you stroll down a dark lane in England and there's nothing but darkness, that's a fairy path and you're not coming back. That's the way it was.
I can see what you mean. Like we've Americanized. You know, sent it to Hollywood, and now it's not scary anymore. Like, vampires aren't even scary anymore. Sorry. I mean,
whatever magic may have once been in America, the white man has destroyed that magic. But it's all in an industrial country. It's sad. You go anywhere else in the world, history keeps going, but, you know, we destroyed the people that lived here, so we know nothing about the history.
I'll let you guys get back to talking about it. I was just wanted to, you know, note about that part of it.
Well, thanks
for
calling in, Hope.
Oh, no problem. Have a good night.
People say Bigfoot's an urban legend, but I've seen a Bigfoot, so I know that those are real.
Yeah, well, we're out of minutes, so we're going on our little extra a little bit. So I guess we can wrap it up. We've had fun, but most definitely next time, well, sometime soon, we will get together and we'll do the whole Bloody Mary thing together. Maybe if we have, like, 15 to 20 people do it at the same time, then Bloody Mary couldn't go to all of us. So, you know, maybe we'll just, a couple of us will die. I'm just saying.
Listen, the more deaths you have on air, the more viewers you get.
I'm figuring if we can do that, maybe if we all get in the mirror and try to summon Lestat or Armand, they should show up too, because that's how it all works anyways.
I don't want either one of those things to show up in my house. One of them's already been here, and that's more than enough.
I'm sure you want him back.
No.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's something we can discuss later. No. I just kind of want to, I know we're over our 30 minutes, but I want to say thanks to everyone who's been listening. I know I said that before. We've got some really good things in the works. Like I said, I'm going to have Aaron Chapman back on from Vant.org. Yeah, I definitely want Tim from last week to come back on and you know, discuss some other stuff with us. So keep tuned, you know, definitely call in. That's a big major portion. I would love for people to call in and just talk. You know, this is not an uppity broadcast where, you know, you have to sound professional. This is just people getting together and talking and discussing. So Joey, I am glad that you were able to make it tonight. It's always a good time with you. We're crazy together, and that's right.
I think we may have upset Vicky. She posted that now she's a demon and that she can't believe that redheads are demonic and have no soul. So I told her that I love redheads because I do.
Yeah, regardless if she has a soul or not, we're fine with that. We accept her for who she is, and we appreciate her coming on.
And if you don't,
and I don't
if you don't
think
you have a soul, I would totally, like, barter mine to you.
Aww. You're so nice. We gotta get you a girlfriend. Maybe Bloody Mary's single. They call her Bloody Mary for another reason.
Nah, you've gone too far. It's time to go now.
Yes. We should get off of here. But thank you, everyone, for listening. Definitely come back next Saturday at 10 p.m. If Joey's unable to come because of work and show up, then I will try to find, you know, someone else who wants to host with me. So, good night, everyone, and thank you for joining the collective.